Hello, this is Dr. Sam Goldhaber for the Clot Blog on theheart.org at Medscape, speaking to you from the European Society of Cardiology Symposium in London. Today I'm going to speak about overdiagnosis of pulmonary embolism by chest CT scan. I'd like to start by emphasizing that overall, pulmonary embolism remains underdiagnosed because the symptoms and signs are nonspecific, and because patients who die suddenly from pulmonary embolism are often signed out on the death certificate as having acute myocardial infarction. But there is a problem with overdiagnosis of pulmonary embolism on chest CT scan. A recently published study did an expert review of about 175 patients who were classified as having pulmonary embolism by chest CT scanning. And one out of four of these patients was subsequently deemed by a panel of expert readers, in fact, to have artifacts that mimicked pulmonary embolism, but that weren't really pulmonary embolism. The biggest problems occurred when there was only a single solitary so-called pulmonary embolism lesion on the chest CT scan, or in patients who had only subsegmental defects without any segmental or lobar defects on the scan. The number one cause of these artifacts was a motion artifact from breathing. But also there was some problem with beam attenuation when the beams hit the superior vena cava or the right atrium or the right ventricle. They could give the appearance of a cardiac pulsation artifact. And there was also a problem with artifacts due to poor mixing of contrast. What are the implications for us as practitioners? I think, first of all, we should read our CT scans on our patients. If it's obvious to us as non-experts in CT scan reading that the patient has pulmonary embolism, we can go ahead and treat that patient with confidence. But if we're really not sure whether there is a pulmonary embolism when we look at the scan ourselves, particularly if we can only see one possible defect or only subsegmental defects, these we should probably review ideally in person with an expert radiologist or specialist in cardiovascular imaging to make sure that the patient has pulmonary embolism before we embark on anticoagulation. So I think we have to realize that pulmonary embolism suffers from two curses: the curse of underdiagnosis, and also a smaller but present possibility of overdiagnosis. This is Dr. Sam Goldhaber signing off for the Clot Blog.